Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank, you ready? He's ready. I'm ready. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about what's called post-COVID syndrome. Have you heard about that, Frank? Well, we got some new research we're going to talk. It's coming out of Germany, so we're going to look at that. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time. I hope you are too. So today's devotional puts us in Proverbs 24 and Mark 9, where it says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. But Jesus said unto him, If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Yeah, see, a lot of people can't believe the things that are not of science. You know, they just don't have that faith. They got to touch it, feel it, taste it, see it, smell it, or they don't believe it exists. So there's a problem with that. It really is. Faith is believing the things not yet seen. So you got to have strength to do that. So if you don't have it, ask the Lord to give it to you. He'll give it to you. Mind the time. It grows short, and Lord Jesus is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so as most of you out there know, young adults and some adolescents are suffering from heart inflammation caused by the COVID-19 vaccine. Cases have skyrocketed 200 times more than expected, according to the CDC statement. So vaccine hesitancy for young adults has turned into just say no campaign because they don't want heart attacks or stroke at the age of 25 or even 15. And as that's going on, here we have three of the largest hospitals in Massachusetts. They have implemented vaccine mandates for 130 of their working staff. Their hospital systems are, just locking down and bringing down the hammer and saying, you know, if you don't have the vaccine, you don't work. Looks like the union that's based in New York represents about 70,000 of their healthcare workers, and they are pushing back. And also, you probably heard about the Houston Methodist Hospital over there in Texas. 150 employees refused to get the vaccine, so they were all fired. Jennifer Bridges, a registered nurse at the hospital, she's been working there for 6 years. She got suspended without pay in early June for not getting vaccinated. They give the employees a little time to change their mind. But when she got the phone call from the medical director asking her if she had gotten her vaccine or has made any efforts to do so, she said absolutely not, at which time she was terminated. Bridges recalled a story Wednesday when she refused to take the coronavirus vaccine because she already possessed a natural immunity to COVID after she contracted it last year. She was on the front lines at the hospital when the outbreak occurred, and so, yeah, she got COVID. So she said, I had COVID last summer. I don't need a vaccine. I'm following the science, she says. And but she says now that, you know, they've done their duty, they sacrificed on the front lines, now they're all disposable. That's what she says they're feeling like. They're all disposable. She says, I do not know exactly why they're doing this. I can only assume it could be for some sort of power grab. But she says they need to follow the proper science because we do not need a vaccination if we've already had COVID. Interesting. So the medical professionals pushing back. Last but not least in the Quack Report, research. Dandelion leaf extract blocks spike proteins from binding to the ACE2 cell surface receptor of COVID. German university study says the common dandelion can block spike proteins from your COVID-19. So that's what the, but you know, I read some of the research on this and it's not, peer review yet, so they want to dig into it a little bit more. So don't get too excited. But hey, dandelion's not going to hurt anything. So if you want to use dandelion, go for it. And that wraps the Quack Report. Well, Frank is asking, isn't there anybody suing these people as they push back for this big human experiment? Well, they are. There's some, some of the nurses' unions and stuff, and a couple of nursing places I hear, you know, whispers here and there, and they're pushing back. But, you know, costs money to hire lawyers. And then, you know, we already know what the Bible says in the latter days, there'll be no justice. So I don't know if that's a big experiment in frustration. Probably so. But I hope they win if they're pushing back. I really do. But let's get to this post-COVID syndrome thing. Recent medical reports are stating that some people who come in contact with the COVID virus and who struggle for several months with symptoms have what the medical science is now calling post-COVID-19 syndrome or long COVID. So medical science thinks the virus changes the blood cells and creates the delayed recovery. So we're going to check this out. So this is new research coming out of Max Planck, Gesenkraft Research Institute in Munich, Germany. They released their findings June 29, 2021. And they are suggesting that COVID-19 virus causes a biomechanical change in red and white blood cells that can last 4 months. Using cryometry, it's a computer-based scanning element, they found that the blood cells were deformed and the size of the cells were changed, and they appeared stiff under the study. So the researchers think this could explain why people are having shortness of breath, fatigue, headaches, where patients battle with it long term. So what is scientifically known about the COVID is that it's really a vascular disease, they're finding out, and that often produces symptoms of impaired circulation, vascular occlusions that are very dangerous like embolisms and clots, and also oxygen delivery limitations. Here is what Professor Jean Guc at the Max Planck Institute says. We were able to detect clear and long-lasting changes in the cells, both during the acute phase of the infection and even afterwards. What we found was that the leukocytes and the erythrocytes were all stretched and deformed. Our equipment can analyze over 1,000 blood cells per second. He goes on to say the damaged blood cells could explain the high risk of vascular occlusions. And the lymphocytes are part of the immune system defense,
and would explain if deformed cells could not respond properly in the infected people. End of quote. So this research now did get published in the June 2021 Journal of Biophysical. So, so we got all these viral mutations too. Some people were telling me this week that, you know, they were inquiring at hospitals and nursing homes and other places, you know, about, you know, when the face mask mandate would be lifted, and the staff said, we don't know if it'll ever be lifted with all the mutations coming out of COVID. So people are like saying, what? So Squibb's Research Institute says COVID-19 has not only mutated, but is more infectious than originally thought. So the scientists have given the virus mutation a name, D614G, and it declares it to be easier for the virus to infect cells, and is a mutation, and it did descend upon the United States already, as well as Europe. So they're suggesting it is not the same virus as the one that infected people in China, but it came from out of that virus. Now, my question is, was the mutation naturally occurring, or was the change nudged by science? So how can we know if any of this information on this virus is accurate? The fact is, we don't know for sure, and there can be, you know, half-truths that are leaked out, and the population is just enough information there to be fearful of it. So let me give you an example. The new mutation viruses that you're hearing about now, they're saying they're more virulent, means they're stronger, more infectious, and they assume more deadly, and people are still afraid. So what information might be missing from that picture? Well, if the virus mutates, it may have very subtle mutations, and that does not affect the transmission of the disease nor its ability to increase mortality rates. You know, people aren't thinking along those lines. Here's a quote from Headline, June 15, 2020. They say every virus mutates as part of the virus life cycle. Viruses such as influenza, measles, and even COVID are all RNA viruses, and they're prone to change, and the mutations are compared to DNA viruses such as herpes or smallpox. This is a quote out of the journal called Microbiology of February 2020. This is Dr. Mark Chalice, infectious disease specialist, who says, ill-informed discussions regarding SARS-CoV viruses is exactly what you're hearing. In some cases, mutations can create a weaker virus, and we expect RNA viruses like COVID to change frequently, and it's just their nature, end of quote. So it's nothing unusual, and history shows with the viruses, when they mutate, they do become weaker, not more virulent. Now, the researchers are stating also that the mutated version of COVID has some sort of protein change in it. This is Egon Ozer, infectious disease specialist at Northwestern University, who says a switch occurred in the part of the genome that codes for the important spike protein, and that gives COVID virus the ability to attach to human cells, and this is a 70% mutation. So now researchers are saying the mutation makes the virus more transmissible than and more virulent, and making people sicker. So now we're hearing this and other things. Squibb's research, they're publishing a study. The G variant of the COVID virus, they say, has been enhanced and is more infectious. And they tested it in laboratory cell cultures. So that doesn't sound like a natural mutation, but one that maybe was forced by science to me. So it kind of sounds like science is trying to make the virus immune to our immune system, if you know what I mean. So the immune system can't defend you. Now, you got to remember, if the immune system has adequate zinc, it has a protein layer of protection on your cells already to protect you from the COVID that can't penetrate your cell and replicate in and infect you. That was from a 2010 report from the U.S. Library of Science Institute of Health. So a team of geneticists at New York Genome Center, they were trying to figure out why COVID and its genes were enabling the virus to infect humans. They were like, huh? So they were not getting anywhere until they switched out a gene on the model virus to the G variant, where that was published as a big mystery solved in science. This was from Neville Sanjera, a geneticist. It was published in BioTrick. She says, we were shocked. She says, voila, it was just a huge increase in viral transduction. Repeating the experiment many times over, the cells produced the virus and was many more times infectious. So they've switched on a protein around. That's what they did. That's what they did. So we have researchers now, teams of them, confirming when you edit the COVID virus, in just 2 weeks, the gene edit is called now a mutation. See, that's not completely accurate. People, when they think they've heard a mutation, it evolved naturally. Well, they gave you the wrong impression. They gave the wrong label. They edited it. So they can edit this till the cows come home and you have different viral strains that the news media will say is infectious, stay home, wear your mask, whatever. They can milk this and milk this and milk this for years. Frank, this is, you know, somebody's got to put a stop to this. You know, they'll just pound you and pound you and pound you with media reports, and they're creating the problem. They're deliberately doing this. What did you say, Frank? Oh, I'm a trying. Yep. Everybody's a trying to wrap their brain around that. Here's what Hiram Cho, virologist at Scripps Research, says. The G variant is more efficient at beginning the process of invading the human cell and taking over the reproductive machinery. They're invading everybody's cells. They're invading everybody's DNA with this. They're having a blast. They think this is great. Look what we can do. We can change what God made. Yeah. Well, they're taking on an angry God, a God of war, if they don't watch it. Here's a research release. The Scripps researchers released their data to other researchers globally, in which they stated they identified 14 additional strains of COVID, and the data went to vaccine manufacturers and others supposedly developing treatments for this. So I've heard virologists say that the evolution of disease takes time. They don't really happen that quickly. Mutations typically don't happen in 2 weeks, you know. So now we have COVID multiplying into 14 new strains, which we're to believe are more infectious. And these scientists are now working on how the new mutated versions will infect the body. So, you know, and then what about these serums now, these vaccines? Are they going to have 14 different versions or 14 different booster shots? I don't know. What'd you say, Frank? Frank's saying what? If it's all so good, why are they taking their wonderful discoveries first before they, you know, give it to others? Yeah, why don't they, you know, roll up their sleeves first? Yeah. Well, apparently they're walking. They're not going to work at the hospital. You know? These medical professionals have seen some stuff. I've worked at a hospital and I saw stuff. And it isn't always great at the hospital. Let me just say that. Here is a quote from Benjamin Newman. He's a medical doctor of biology department, Texas A&M, who says, "It is a very rare chance a virus could mutate to be more aggressive. If anything, RNA viruses, when they mutate, become weak. weaker versions of the original. Nearly all mutations make the virus work less than before. Well, that would tell you, if you get more virulent strains, you know, mutation strains, knockoff strains of COVID, it's all been created in a lab for you. Yep, it's all part of this program, whatever the program's agenda is. There's a lot of speculation on that. So, you know, what is normally occurring without science interference? Well, you know, pandemics are random by nature. They don't occur every 2 years. So we've been having pandemics every few years for the last, what, decade? So you hear, if you hear otherwise, you kind of wonder, you know, what a deadly aggressive version is being manufactured in labs somewhere in this world that they just haven't told you about yet. You know, and with all these mandates and travel restrictions, they're going to make sure you get it. Take it. Pay for it. So, has anybody checked to see what they're charging now for the COVID vaccine, now that, you know, supposedly the pandemic's over and the mandates, a lot of them have been lifted? I bet you that sucker jumped to $200. Can you Google that, Frank, to see if anybody's charging more than $39 for the COVID? I'm just wondering if the price has changed yet. Well, by now, Americans have kind of a trust issue, not only with, you know, news networks, but also with, you know, what the heck science has been doing and what they're up to. There is only one reason science would celebrate over making a virus more dangerous to humans, and that is to make money. So protect yourselves and do your own homework on all the treatments recommended to you, please. Gone are the days where you can just take medicine's word for anything. Call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free herb catalog they can send you. It's packed full of natural solutions for things like this. They have metabolic strengtheners, detox cleanses, and immune support herbs. Very good stuff, all professional strength and organic. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. Or go to their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. You want to check out maybe their pandemic kits or their heart attack packs. Yeah. Also, take advantage. They are having their 4th of July sale that runs through the 4th of July. And you'll save 25% on orders of $50 or more using coupon 21JULY4. And some restrictions apply. So check that out. Details are on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com. Or just give them a call at 866-229-3663. And they do have dandelion root if you're interested in that. We got to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. you will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Right, we're back. And Frank, during the break, checked, and he didn't see anything some of the insurance companies are paying for or the government's paying for the shot. Yes, Frank brought up a good point. A lot of these drug companies did take government funding to develop the serum, the vaccine, and so they negotiated a very low fee to be given out to the people, I think less than $40, but Pfizer did not take government funds to develop their vaccine. And I believe they're wanting to charge around $200 this summer for the shot. So we'll see what happens, though. We shall see how that develops. I thought we kind of step back in time to around 2018 when I was reporting on some lab-created super flus. So I just wanted to kind of see how that report highlights maybe what we're experiencing today. So not just Americans, but people worldwide really need to take notice of some of the trends that are happening in science. Some of the things that are coming to light now, especially in infectious disease labs all over the world. And there's been a cluster of incidents we have noticed where safety protocols were reported or breached at some of these facilities, and deadly diseases have escaped, or the lab is not real secure. So we've heard those reports. So we need to make sure we don't assume things are secure. Don't assume medicine's got a handle and knows all the answers. So technology really can't guarantee personal information is secure. Neither can it guarantee security of a laboratory has all their diseases locked up and won't escape. So what is the level of risk to mankind with these gain-of-function lab accidents? Well, what the public may expect is when scientists and labs are increasing their transmissibility of pathogens, which are deadly or virulent, a big threat, work being done on the lab intentionally or deliberately or accidental escapes, these are all going to affect humans and our immune systems. So our scientists and our pharmaceutical industries planning to disable immune system defenses? Do you suppose that could be it through vaccinations? That was the question I was asking more than a couple years ago. So looking for just a few events, we can get maybe a picture of something that's really, really wrong. Global bio labs are unchecked, and when they had a scientific report done, things weren't checked. In June 2014, the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, exposed 75 employees to anthrax. And so the media reported that the risk to the general public was negligible. However, most people have concerns about the next time a breach occurs. So the report did state that anthrax cultures in the Petri dish were mishandled. They were assumed to be dead, a dead form of the pathogen, but they weren't. And this could have killed a lot of people in that level 3 laboratory. So why would the CDC and the U.S. government want to grow and harvest anthrax? Mm-hmm. Well, we're told it's to help develop anthrax detectors and prevent terrorist attacks and develop vaccines and things. Now, according to some scientific experts, your H1N1 bird flu escaped from a lab supposedly in China and the Soviet Union back in 1977. Then it spread kind of globally. And there were numerous examples of infectious pathogens escaping labs, like the smallpox in 1978, which escaped the Birmingham Medical School, killed several people. The foot and mouth virus that escaped from a vet's lab in Surrey in 2007. The SARS virus escaped the level 3 lab in Beijing in 2004. Did we see a pattern here, Frank? I see a big pattern. Let's follow the dots. Then there are the controversial researches conducted at, conducted by Yoshihiro Kawaka at the University of Wisconsin Madison. This guy scares. He scares me, Frank. He is. So in 2009, he was working on the H1N1 bird flu strain, and he manipulated it to make it more infectious and deadly. Why would someone do that? Bioweapons lab, yeah. But no, I mean, from a moral, ethical standpoint, why would you do that? Well, we're told that Kawaka's work was all in order, and it was to make the flu a virus effective for vaccines. That's what their plausible deniability statement is. So the unconscionable research here, what they made was a super flu pathogen immune to human system antibodies, leaving you defenseless to the disease and the reemergence of it. Wow, now do we not see something going on here and then with the COVID virus, you know, messing with your antibody blood cells? Do we not see that pattern here? So, messing with your immune system antibodies. Now, fellow scientists are not congratulating or did not congratulate scientist Yoshihiro Kawaka on his work, which he did submit to the scientific journal for publication. I guess I don't know what the article title was. Maybe it was The Virus That Escaped Human Immunity. But Kawaka said that in defense of his work in the lab, he said he just mimicked what happens in nature when viruses mutate and emerge more resistant. Well, no, Doc here, Kawaka, we just heard from another scientist, virologist, first part of the show. When they mutate, they become weaker, less virulent, don't they, by nature. But he's manipulating in the lab to make it the opposite. So he feels that it's just a matter of time now that the virus would become immune system proof. What a sick guy. This puppy's sick. So Kawaka also attempted to recreate the 1918 Spanish search. Well, yeah, they objected. See, the problem here in medical science is these guys are, you know, they're off the chain. They're doing stuff they shouldn't. And there's nothing in place to pull them back. There's no punishments in place. There's no laws. There's no governing going on. Okay? So if the biosafety committee didn't know, then how's the public going to expect to be safe at all? Seriously. There is no checks and balances, folks, when this stuff's going on and nobody knows it's going on. So according to Rebecca Horitz, who oversees the Wisconsin's work with viruses, she said the World Health Organization had preliminary knowledge of the creation of the superflu by Kawaka, and it was well received. So the World Health Organization rules the United States laboratories then? And the safety protocols? Good to know. History of accidents. Well, lab accidents are not new and have been happening for decades. The United States National Research Council reported in 2011 there was 196 incidents where contaminants went missing. And these involved dangerous pathogens that seemed to vanish between 2003 and 2009 in all U.S. government labs. They just suddenly vanished. So we have to realize that all the safety protocols in the world can't protect the public from lab employees who may accept a bribe to sell the viral full of death to somebody else. Yeah? So when we hear that a level 3 lab in the United States is experiencing or experimenting with flu pathogens, it really means that they are conducting experiments on flu viruses to see what they can turn them into to make them more lethal flu types, pandemic threats. That's what that means. So it's been suggested that some medical experts that biological warfare will be a way that nations wage war to eliminate ethnic groups, and they use in designer pathogens to do it. Well, let's just think about that for a minute. They can mess with spike proteins. They can mess with the shape of your immune system cells. Yeah, I guess they could do, designer warfare pandemics. Yeah. Where they just, you know, flip a switch in the editing area of a DNA and all of a sudden a certain group of people are, you know, it's just, you know, going to be tragic for them. Haven't you noticed that a majority of autism victims are males? Isn't that interesting to you, Frank? I find it interesting. So the full strains are by far more dangerous. The flu strains are far more dangerous, guys, than the anthrax because they are contagious and there's no antiviral drugs to kill them. Think about that for a minute. Anthrax would be a walk in the park. Just think about that. So according to Mark Lipsish of Harvard University, and also Allison Galvani of Yale University, the risk is considered low according to bioscience, but high if there is a successful breach. So they are publishing a report, and they covered the gain-of-function risk involving flu viruses at these labs. And they write that if labs follow strict biosafety procedures, there is a very low likelihood that there could be a contamination leak. They do caution that even a low risk can be taken seriously due to the destruction that these lethal viruses can unleash. And they conclude that such work on these deadly viruses is unethical, regardless of any public health benefit science claims it offers, because there are other less dangerous ways to obtain benefits. So numerous letters from virologists to the journals of science and nature noted that the scientific community's interest in creating more infectious viral pathogens, they claimed, quote, at present there are no international regulations or guidelines in place to decide whether such research projects should proceed. That's what I was saying. There's nothing in place. You know? There's going to be no responsibility from anybody. Nobody's going to be responsible if something goes boom. So this translates into virtually no oversight. And virologists know that there's this great risk of one of these deadly pathogens escaping a lab environment and is seeding the public with a pandemic, which science claims they're trying to prevent. Well, you know, and maybe not escape naturally, but escape on purpose, too. So the Frontier in Public Health Infectious Disease, they attempted to establish a level of risk. They estimated that the risk to be high, like 27%, which in their opinion is a risk too high for humanity to live with. So they shouldn't be doing this type of research. According to their estimates, the lab created pathogens like Kawaka's superflu, they said, has substantial probability to seed an undetected pandemic that could kill 100 million people. They call this a lab-acquired infection. So the probability of an infected lab employee contaminating the population has a 30% probability. If the employee takes public transportation, then the risk increases. And the risk factors were computer-generated algorithms. They gave various scenarios such as population density, and these were all programmed into the computer. So the results did support a lab escape pathogen that would not be detected until it was too late. And that probability was around 15%. So this conjecture, they weighed it with lab history. Did they have any previous issues? They weighed that. They weighed the pathogens they were working on. They weighed, were they conducting strict protocols? They weighed all those factors. Were they wearing appropriate protection gear? All that stuff. So the program weighted all that stuff, and the program shows that the CDC is underestimating the risks of a lab-acquired infection at 0.2%, and it did not cooperate with Frontier in supplying the total number of level 3 labs in the U.S. Ooh, I wonder why. So Frontier did acquire other CDC data, and that data from the Department of Homeland Security, their risk management plan division, and also their National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Manhattan and Kansas. They estimate a higher escape risk of over 70% over a 50-year life of a lab facility that equals a yearly risk of 2.4%. So over the life of a lab, the risk of a lab-acquired infection is 70% over the life of the lab, or 2.4% per year. So the National Research Council, which oversees risk assessment, stated that their committee finds the risks and costs to be significantly higher, while the Department of Homeland Security lowers the escape risk to just 11% over a 50-year period. So a lot of manipulation of the numbers, obviously. So the National Research Council is sort of an impartial entity, and this is what they are saying about the level of risk of serious lab-acquired infections and pandemics. Quote, the committee finds that the extremely low probability of release are based on overly optimistic and unsupported estimates of human error rates, underestimates of infectious material available for release, and inappropriate treatment of dispensaries, uncertainties, and sensitivities in calculating release probabilities. So they're saying the numbers have been massaged. Scary reality is the worst case scenario that the frontier computer spit out, ran, as it were, based on information and history from 10 labs in a 10-year span, and the risk of deadly pathogen escaping was almost a certainty of 91%. The likelihood of an escape pathogen creating a lab-acquired pandemic was 30%. So we have deadly pathogens escaping 91%, and the likelihood of them creating a pandemic was 30%. So these are probability statistics that are too dangerous for us to live with, basically. And this threat is not improbable. These concerns are also shared with virologists, epidemiologists worldwide. A letter to the president of the European Commission was also co-signed by 56 scientists who over a dozen countries stated the possibilities of a lab accident that leads to a global spread of an escaped mutated virus are small, while the impact of the global spread could be catastrophic. So the European Center for Defense Prevention and Control and the Cambridge Working Group also voiced concerns that the risk of the man-made pandemic from a lab escape pathogen is not hypothetical. So when did I write this, Frank, and report on this? This was before Trump ran for office. Huh? Yeah. I mean, all this stuff was in place already. So, scientists doing the research on pathogens always justifying the risk to humanity as worth health benefits. That's how they always present it. The scientists never mention their career benefits, their accolades from peers, their grant money, their prestige from the journal articles on this type of research. They never mention that. So, Frontier also asked if the risk was worth the new knowledge science would glean. And it was their opinion that it would take extraordinary benefits and significant reduction of risk via extraordinary biosafety measures to correct such a massive overbalance of highly uncertain benefits to the too likely risk. So in a nutshell, the scientists are gambling with human lives, our lives. Astronauts have to go through an extended quarantine when they return to Earth. Biolab employees working with dangerous pathogens should also go through an end-of-shift quarantine before they leave the premises. Frank, did you think they went through something like, you know, a big, massive cleanse? No. They throw their bio suit in the locker and go home. So let's recap. The CDC will not divulge the number of biolabs working with deadly pathogens in the United States. Obviously, the more labs that we have, the more risk to the public, see. The Department of Homeland Security has significantly lowered the escape risk of pathogens from such labs, and we've got virologists all over the world truly concerned about the risk of these man-made pandemics. So we have independent statistical data, which paints a different picture of what the government projects as the level of threat to that humanity faces. Yes, and can the public trust the research and the safety the scientific community and the government are providing? I'd say probably not. So we know that the H1N1, a man-made strain of bird flu, was made into a seasonal flu vaccine. What else could be in the flu vaccine? Could the flu vaccine be the vehicle in which different strains of pathogens are being tested? The WHO says the planet is overpopulated and can't sustain it. So are man-made pathogens disguised as a vaccine in order to answer their depopulation agenda? Obviously, there are many questions, and history of lab mishaps and lots of conflicting data are a big concern. So what do we do? You want to do what you can do. That's what you do. You always want to bring these concerns before an almighty God and ask him for help. And you also want to do your due diligence on everything you do personally health-wise. I worked in medicine, and I want to tell you, it's not all truthful. Benjamin Franklin always said, half the truth is still a whole lie. So you get a lot of half-truths in medicine. See, so, and people make assumptions. Don't do that with healthcare. Oh, I'm sure my doctor wouldn't advise me to take something that would hurt me. Maybe he's ignorant of the risk. Think about that. So it's up to you to do your due diligence. Okay, if I can find and dig up this stuff, your doctor can. And you can. It's out there. I'm reporting on scientific research already done. So, personally, I look to God's herbs because he promises herbs are here for the healing of the nations and for the service of man, and God can't lie. So I'm banking on that. That's what I'm banking on. And when science says, oh, astragalus root has high zinc, and your immune system uses it to protect you from COVID, I'm banking on that. And then when science says, oh, dandelion root can deal with those spike proteins from COVID, well, I'm going to be banking on that too, because they're God's herbs. They're medicinal herbs. And God can't lie. So check out thepowerherbs.com. They have astragalus. They have dandelion. They have pandemic kits. They have heart attack packs. They have quite a few things. 866-229-3663 is their phone number. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, their 4th of July sale is underway. 25% off orders of $50 or more. Some restrictions apply. Ends on the 4th, so take advantage of that. Details on the homepage, or give them a call, 866-229-3663. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.